And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today, a very important program because it involves your life. Your life. This is serious business, folks. We're talking about your family, your nation, your country, America. We're talking about your religion. We're talking about your freedoms and liberties, your constitutional rights. We're talking about your life, maybe your soul, if you're duped by the people that we're going to be discussing today and revealing the secrets of. Jesus had something to say about them. And I've got a lot to say. I don't know if I can get it all in 1 hour. The Bible talks about those who are inventors. Ah, yes. They're wise in their deceit. Wise. In fact, they're so wise that they are able to invent an entire world of their own choosing. They've even invented a hoax world, an imaginary world we call Hollywood. A man named Norm Gabler, who is one of them, wrote a book entitled Hollywood, An Empire of Their Own. It's their empire, but it's an imaginary empire. Hollywood is just, well, so much film, so much celluloid, so much, I don't know what disc are made of nowadays, plastic or whatever material they're made of. But these people are also involved in what we would consider the real world, planet Earth. The almost 200 nations that make up the United Nations and the 50 states that make up the United States, and they're inventing things here, and their plan is to reinvent things. In fact, to reinvent the whole planet. In Romans, in the Bible, Apostle Paul, who was one of them before he left their fold, he deserted because he realized they were of Satan, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he said of these people that they are inventors, all right, inventors of evil things. You know, I'm planning to do a video, a DVD, and I'm going to entitle it Inventors of Evil Things. And I want to show you in this video that this cult, yes, it is a cult, it's a racial cult, but also has a religious motivation. This racial cult invents evil things. And I'm going to take you from time immemorial, and I'm going to show you how they have invented the most abominable, atrocious, vile, disgusting, despicable, and, well, I just about ran out of words there. Let me get out my Rogers thesaurus and see if I can find some more words that mean the same thing as those. Jesus said in John 8, verse 44, he says, you, and he's talking to the Jews, and that's who I'm talking about today, the Jews, you, Jesus said, are of your father, the devil. I like a man that doesn't mince words. I like an iron man like Jesus. He was kind. He was good. He was merciful. He was loving. But he was plain spoken. He didn't bounce around. He didn't try to do a little ballet dance. He didn't beat around the bush. When he was asked a question, he gave an answer. And when there was nothing to say, he kept quiet. And not even King Herod, the king of Israel, could get him to talk. Not even Pilate, the governor of Rome, the governor of the province of Israel, could make him say a word if he chose not to. Will you not answer me, said Pilate? Do you not realize I have the power of life and death over you? And Jesus says, you would have no power over me except my Father in heaven give it to you. You would have no power over me. You are of your father, the devil, Jesus told the Jews, and the lust of your father you will do. Now, somebody tells me that this is not what the Jews are all about, I would say, argue with Jesus Christ. Don't try to bicker with Tex Mars. He, Jesus said, and he's talking about the devil, the father of the Jews and their religion, the father of the racial cult that they are members and participants of. He says he, the devil, was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he, that is the devil, speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a liar and the father of lies, and you're of him, Jesus told the Jews. Now, Jews don't like to hear that. And Christian evangelicals tell Tex Mars to shut up. But listen to me, you who call yourself a Christian and do not believe the words of Jesus. I say to you, you don't have an argument with Tex Mars. You have an argument with Jesus Christ. Try to shut him up. Just try. When he wishes to speak, he will speak. And today he's speaking through Tex Mars. And I'm on international radio telling you these things. I have a ministry, and I'm going to keep telling you these things. I'm going to keep repeating the words of Jesus until they put me away or kill me, and God takes me on home with him. You say, Tex, you cannot say these things and get away with it. Well, I'm saying it. Obviously, Jesus wanted his words to resound around the world until he comes again. And I will be saying them until he comes again, or I'm dead and gone. Whichever comes first. Okay, that's what Jesus said. Now, please, debate me all you want. But you're wasting your time. I just told you what Jesus said. You don't like it? Well, you shut up, not him. Now listen to me. Listen to what Paul said in Romans chapter 1, 28, 30 about the Jews and others who reject Christ Jesus, reject the truth, who are inventors of evil things. He said, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, because Jesus is the Son of God. And John, who was of Jewish blood, or at least he was of Israelite blood, but he was not one of them. John said, if you have not the Son, you don't have the Father. You don't retain God in your knowledge unless you believe in his Son. You cannot separate God and Jesus, his Son. They are one. First John says, there are three that bear record in heaven, and these three are one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. You can't try to separate them. Don't even think about it. Some people say, do you believe in the Trinity? I believe there's a Father, a Son, and the Holy Ghost. Do you believe they're one? Yes, I do. Well, how can you believe in both? Because the Bible tells me so. Well, I don't understand the Bible, you say. Well, that's your problem. If you believe what the Bible said, then God would give you the faith and the understanding and the wisdom to discern. But you cannot discern because you don't believe in God and his Son. And if you had God, you'd have his Son. People argue with me all day long. You know, when you get to heaven, are there going to be three sitting on the throne or one? I understand. I don't know if they really discuss these things. But back in the medieval period, Catholic scholars debated how many angels could stand on the head of a pin. Well, I don't know what size angels are. How many? Could 70 or 100 or 500 stand on the head of a pin? Don't waste your time. There are three that bear record in heaven, and these three are one. If you forget one side of the equation, there are three and they are one, you're gonna lose it. If you say there's one, but you reject the three, you're down the wrong path. If you say there's three, but there's not one, they're not one, then you've lost it. Take the Bible for what it says. Don't try to twist it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I don't understand that. That's right, you don't understand it. Believe in Jesus Christ. He will give you understanding and faith and knowledge and discernment, and your eyes will be open, and you will become a new person in Christ. Now, inventors of evil things, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, being filled, listen to this, with all unrighteousness. How much? All. Being filled with all unrighteousness, covetousness. What is covetousness? They're greedy. They want more and more. They want what they've got, but what you've got and what the Mr. next door and the Mrs. around the corner has too. Maliciousness. They're filled with all maliciousness. That means they're just plain mean, evil people. Full of envy, murder, deceit, malignity, malignity. You'll see a doctor, he says you've got cancer. It's not benign, it's malignant. It's a killer, it's deadly. These people are deadly. And then it says, haters of God. We love God. We believe in the God of Israel, the God of Isaac, Jacob. Shut up! You don't believe in God, or you believe in His Son. You hate Jesus, you hate God. You're a hater of God. Simple, flat, plain, finished, period. Shut up. Haters of God, inventors of evil things. That's what I want to talk about today. Inventors of evil things. What are the evil things that the Jews have done? Well, first of all, Paul talks about what they did to him. They had him beat. They hounded him from city to city. They caused the Roman Caesars to arrest Christians, to crucify untold thousands. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. You'll find that the Jews were behind many of the murders and the atrocities against the early church and later churches as well. Paul talks over and over how the Jews are contrary to all men because they're led by Satan. They don't get along with anybody. They even hate each other. The Sephardic Jews hate the Khazarian Jews and the Jews of the Reform or the conservative persuasion hate the Orthodox Jews and so on. I was speaking with a Jew one time and he said, what do you think Jews believe? And I told him, he said, oh, you're talking about the unwashed Jews. Here was a Jew. Nice dress, he had a nice suit on. You could tell it was quite expensive. Oh, you're not talking about me. I'm a humanist Jew. You're talking about those Orthodox Jews, the unwashed. They hate each other. They're haters of mankind as well as haters of God. But one thing they love is the devil and his works. They love the devil. You know, I always love my dad. I do. I love my dad. I would say my dad made me what I am today in a great sense. At least, I mean, from a physical standpoint, from a psychological. Now, God made me into a new person. I give God more credit than my natural dad, but I love my dad too. And I really love my Father in heaven. I can understand why the Jews then love their father in hell. It's their dad. It's their father. They don't want to retain God, the true God in their knowledge, and His Son, Jesus Christ. So God has given them over to a reprobate mind. They love the devil. And his works they will do. Inventors of evil things. The Jewish rabbi Jeffrey Dennis wrote a book in 2007 entitled Jewish Myth, Magic, and Mysticism. Jewish Myth, Magic and Mysticism, Rabbi Jeffrey Dennis. He says Judaism, that's the religion of the Jews, is one of the oldest living esoteric traditions in the world. And virtually every form of Western mysticism and spiritualism known today draws upon Jewish mythic and occult teachings. Magic, angelology, alchemy, numerology, astral projection, astrology, amulets, altered states of consciousness, alternate healing, rituals of power, all have roots in the Jewish occult. That's what Rabbi Dennis says in his book. They invented all these things. You've heard about the New Age movement, the occult, Satanism. Let me give you some more. How about Freemasonry? How about Satanism? How about witchcraft? How about Marxism? How about communism? Yes, take out your rubber stamp. Jew, 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 Jew. Christian heresies, of course. They want to pollute, undermine, destroy the true Christian church. Christian heresies spun by Jews. Many of them claiming to be Jewish converts to Christianity. Oh, yeah. Let's go over some of these things. For example, let's take the Illuminati. People ask me, is there really an Illuminati? Of course there is. There's always been an Illuminati. Satan calls himself the father of light. And the Illuminati just means those who follow the light. They're illumined. The father of light. In Masonry, if you ask a Mason, what do you do in those lodges? He says, we seek the light. They're always seeking. That's like Paul said of the false scientist so-called, ever searching and never able to come to the truth. These people are ever searching for the light. Remember reading a book called The Witch That Switched. A former witch, she became a Christian. She was a high priestess of the Church of Wicca of the state of Florida. She was asked, what benefits and rewards did Satan give her as the high priestess of the Church of Wicca? She said, I got anything I wanted. She said, I was a pedophile. I sexually abused boys and girls. And when I set my mind to it, I always got the little boy or girl that I wanted. But it's interesting, she said, now that I'm a Christian, I understand why. The few that I could not get into my lair, that I could not invite over to my house and say nice things about them, and before long I had them in my bed. The kids I could not rape and plunder, later I found out had Christian parents praying for them, taking them to church or to Sunday school. Think about that. Those were the ones she couldn't get. The others were pushovers. Those who had Christian parents had a wall, a hedge of protection around their kids. Now, she was asked, were you satisfied with these things? She said, I had a nice house. I drove nice cars. I had money coming in. I was rewarded materially by Satan for my high position in witchcraft. But she said, I was never satisfied. I always wanted more and more. I always had an emptiness, a hunger, a lust that could never be satisfied. Listen to me, friends. God will satisfy you. Not with your lust, but he will satisfy you with spiritual manna, unavailable from this world. Now, only God can satisfy the human heart. The witch that switched found that out when she came to a knowledge of Christ. Now, Sir Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of Great Britain, knew all about the Illuminati. Here's one of the greatest men of the 20th century, the leader of the British Empire in Merry England, heroic England in the war against the Nazis and Hitler. And he wrote, though, in 1920, in fact, in the London Illustrated News. In fact, I have the article itself right here, or part of it. I've got the whole article in my files, but in the London Illustrated Sunday News newspaper, Churchill, who was not yet the prime minister, but was head of his own, the political party, the Tories, and the legislature, House of Commons of Great Britain, wrote an article, a very lengthy article, about the Bolsheviks, the communists that had taken over Russia and the Soviet Empire. Lenin and Trotsky, he knew all about them. This was 1920, only 3 years after they had seized power in Moscow. But listen to what he says. And when you listen to his words, you understand he knew about Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Order of the Illuminati on May 1, 1776. Remember now, this is 1920, Churchill writing this article. I have the original article in my files. This movement among the Jews, he's speaking of the communist or Bolshevik revolution by Lenin, Trotsky, Stalin, and the others. This movement amongst the Jews who founded the communist movement in Russia, the Jews, it was their movement, he says, is not new though. From the days of Spartacus, Weishaupt, who is Spartacus? You'll have to read about Spartacus in history, but let me just tell you this. Adam Weishaupt and all the other founders of the Illuminati and the leaders and movers and shakers of the French Revolution in the Illuminati movement of the late 1700s had a code name, a secret name for themselves. And Spartacus, of course, was a warrior who warred against the Romans, by the way. There's even a movie, I think it starred Kirk Douglas, if I'm not mistaken, many years ago, called Spartacus. Quite an interesting movie, put up by Jewish Hollywood. They lacked Spartacus because the Jews were always rebelling against Rome. So Spartacus, who was a rebel against Rome, was of some interest to Jews, and that's why Hollywood made a movie about him. But in any case, Weishaupt called himself secretly, code word, Spartacus. From the days of Spartacus Weishaupt, writes Churchill, to those of Karl Marx, Jew again, and down to Trotsky in Russia, Bela Kun, Hungary, Rosa Luxemburg, Germany, and Emma Goldman, United States, he just named all the top Jews that were communist in the world, that were leading the whole world revolution of the Bolshevik communist in 1917 through 1920. Karl Marx, who had, well, of course was dead but left as his heritage to the world, Das Kapital, The Capitalist, his book, and the Communist Manifesto. Marx, Trotsky, Kuhn, Luxembourg, Goldman. He said, since the days of all of these, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and the reconstruction of society on the basis of arrested development of envious malevolence and impossible equality has been steadily growing. He traces it all the way back to Weishaupt in the Order of the Illuminati, May 1st, 1776, and brings it through Karl Marx to Trotsky, Kuhn, Luxembourg, Goldman. It's a worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization, reconstruction of society on the basis of arrested development, envious malevolence. And it's been steadily growing all these centuries. It played, as a modern writer, Mrs. Nesta Webster, has so ably shown, a definitely recognizable part in the tragedy of the French Revolution. Bring out the guillotine! Christians, your heads will roll. That was the French Revolution. You think it was only King Louis and Antoinette, who, by the way, never said, let them eat cake. She was the sweetest girl, the sweetest Christian in the world, he said. Would you like to know what her last words were? Do you think she blasted the crowd that was there to boo and hiss at her as they took her up the steps to the platform to have her neck cut by the sharp blade of a guillotine. She was only, I think she was like 22, 23 years old. She was just a young woman. She loved her husband, and she loved the people of France, and she loved Jesus. You know what her last words were? Well, as she walked up the steps toward the guillotine, with a roaring crowd seeing Marie Antoinette, the queen, about to leave this plane of life, she accidentally stepped on the foot of the executioner, who got in her way, I guess, because he had a mask on, or a hood. "Pardon me," she says. "I did not mean it. Pardon me. I didn't mean it. A kind person." You say, "Well, I'm a kind person too, Tex." Yeah, well, your head's going to roll if they get their way about it. Your head will roll. Churchill said that this world revolution for the overthrow of civilization by the Jews has been the mainspring of every subversive movement during the 19th century. And now at last, this band of extraordinary personalities has gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and have become practically the undisputed masters of that enormous empire. Do you get it? The Russian people didn't even know it was the Jews. Lenin and Trotsky never told the Russian people, "We are Jews. You are Christians. We hate you. We hate your Christ." Of Christ in the French Revolution, the Illuminist Weishaupt and the others said, "Crush the wretch." That was the cry of the Illuminists and the Masons, led by the Jews in France. "Crush the wretch." WRETCH is the name they called Jesus. And now they have gripped the Russian people by the head of, by the hair of their heads. And they are the masters of that enormous empire, Churchill said. He said, he wrote further, he said, "There is no need to exaggerate the part played in the creation of Bolshevism and in the actual bringing about of the Russian Revolution by these international and for the most part atheistic Jews. Moreover, the principal inspiration and driving power comes from Jewish leaders." And by the way, in the same article, Churchill pointedly accused Leon Trotsky, whose real name, by the way, is Leon Bronstein, of wanting to establish, quote, "a worldwide communistic state under Jewish domination." How many American history books have told you that the leaders of communism who founded communism in 1917 in Russia, they call it the November Revolution. How many of you have been told by our history books that it was all about a worldwide communistic state under Jewish domination, which Churchill exposed in this article? And by the way, the article, I gave you the wrong newspaper. I have it right here in front of me. It's the Illustrated Sunday Herald, February 8th, 1920. And this article by the Right Honorable Winston S. Churchill is on page 5. It's called "Zionism versus Bolshevism, a struggle for the soul of the Jewish people." Inventors of evil things, inventors of Bolshevism and communism, and 66 million people perished in the Soviet gulags, thanks to these Jewish inventors. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us. We have a lot more inventions of these evil things by the Jews when we return here on Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. Tex Mars. You know, my wife wrote a book. A great book. It's entitled New Age Lies to Women by Wanda Mars. You know, I haven't talked about this book in quite a long time, but it really is a classic title. It was a best-selling Christian book by Wanda Mars, my wife, New Age Lies to Women. The book is around 250 pages or so, 250 pages. And it tells you about the goddess religion. The goddess. You say, well, that doesn't have any meaning for today. Oh, the goddess is back, dear friends. The goddess was talked about in the Bible. Did you know Jeremiah talked about the one that they worshipped in ancient Israel when they were in apostasy? That's right. The Jews worshipped the Queen of Heaven. It wasn't Mary. She hadn't come to earth yet. Or she wasn't born on earth, I mean. But isn't that interesting? The Jews worshipped the Queen of Heaven. And that so angered God. Because God had told them in the Ten Commandments to worship only Him. But they worshiped instead the Queen of Heaven, and they even went to the temple and baked her cakes, little cakes. How sweet. The women baked cakes and offered drinks and cakes to the Queen of Heaven while the men were out in the field working and so forth. The women were involved in witchcraft, the Jewish women. Now, this book talks all about that. But the Bible says more about it, and this book also talks about that, how this is the same goddess that came from ancient Babylon and is back again as the consort or mistress of Satan in the system worldwide known as Mystery Babylon the Great. She is the mother of harlots, and she is drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus, it says in Revelation 17. There's so much in this book, and you've got to have it. It's an incredible book. It's an incredible book about the New Age movement, about the two women of the book of Revelation. Did you know it talks about two women in the book of Revelation? Ask your pastor to name those two women. I bet he will not be able to name them. But Wanda Mars does in the book New Age Lies to Women. She says the book of Revelation presents the bride of Christ and the bride of Satan. Oh, yes. There's the woman. The woman. With the man-child, the church, she's betrothed to Jesus, the bride of Christ. But Satan has a bride too. Oh, yes. There's the bride of Satan. You'll have to learn about her. She worships the Satan power, the serpent. You'll find the Jews have a big part in the witchcraft goddess movement. Witchcraft. In a few moments, I'm going to talk to you about the world's most famous witch, Miriam Starhawk. I quote her in here. In a ritual. I give you the exact ritual that Miriam Starhawk, who, by the way, is a big friend of Hillary Rodham Clinton, another witchcraft advocate, who's also Jewish, by the way. That's right. Hillary Clinton is Jewish. Miriam Starhawk, in this ritual, calls for the horned god to come along with his mistress, the goddess. We'll read you some of that in just a moment. But I want you to have this book, New Age Lies to Women. It's only $15, 250 pages, just $15 at $5 shipping and handling. Ask for the book by Wanda Mars entitled New Age Lies to Women. I'm telling you, friends, this book is as current today as the instant it was finished, written, and, well, you've got to read it. You won't believe it. And if you're a woman and you're listening to this program, you got to have this book. If you're a husband, if you're a man who likes women, or better yet, likes one woman, if you're married, you'll want this book, New Age Lies to Women by Wanda Mars. Just $20 postpaid. Order it by going to powerofprophecy.com. You can order it from our bookstore there, powerofprophecy.com. You can also call us toll-free during the workday now, Monday through Friday. Call us at 1-800, toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Or write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708, that's 1708, Patterson Road, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N Road, Republic of Texas. No, I'm only, it's only Texas. Just put a text. Austin, Texas, 78733. The future Republic of Texas. You know, there might be a Republic of Connecticut, a Republic of Colorado. It could happen. It could happen. You know, is that seditious to talk about that? I don't think so, as long as you do it all in a legal way. Secede from the United States? I mean, after all, it's not the United States it used to be anyway, is it? It's a different country. It's a far country. And we're all pilgrims on this country for sure. We're, of course, citizens of heaven, residents of heaven, really, if you're a Christian. But even on this earth, I don't feel like I'm a citizen of the United States anymore. This country's changed. It's part of hell. a province of hell as far as I'm concerned. And I say that after having spent 20 years, over 20 years, in an Air Force blue uniform. And I'd be willing to go get on my uniform all over again. I'd have to probably do a little sewing in the back, a little alteration. I've gained some pounds. But I'd wear it. I'd wear it for this country if it did the right thing and believed and worked according to our Constitution of the United States. And according to the reality that this country was founded by Christians. Oh, I know some of the founders were evil Masons too. But there were people like Patrick Henry and others who were Christians. Thank God for them. We need to restore America to those principles, not the Masonic orders. Evil things. Okay, New Age Lies to Women by Wanda Morris. $20 postpaid. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about inventors of evil things. Well, we're just proving to you, even Winston Churchill, who went on to become Prime Minister of Great Britain, knew about the Bolsheviks, the Illuminists, the Communists, the Marxists. And he said, these are Jewish leaders, and their minds are warped. They have arrested development, and they're behind all the movements of revolution throughout the centuries. And he traced it back to Weishaupter, Spartacus, during the days of the French Revolution. Now, Jesus traces the Jews all the way back to the days of Adam and Eve. You say, Tex, that's impossible. Ho, 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 ho. It's not. Matthew chapter 23, verses 31 through 35. Jesus tells the Jews that they are serpents. They're a generation. That means a race. A generation is a race. Read about it in your lexicons. Read about it, what the word means, a generation. He said, you're a generation or a race of serpents and vipers. He accused the Jews of serving their father, the devil. And then he said something amazing. He said, you, the Jews, the racist cult that worships in a religion that he said is man-made, not of God. Man-made traditions. That's your religion, he said. They didn't believe in the Old Testament. You think the Jews believe in the Old Testament. You're wrong. They have their own holy book, the Kabbalah. They have their own holy book, the Talmud. And Jesus said that you are guilty, that's the Jews, are guilty, quote, of all the righteous blood shed on the face of planet Earth since the day when Cain murdered his innocent brother Abel. Wow. What a railing accusation Jesus made about the Jews. Could Jesus be right? Shut up! Has he ever been wrong? Of course not. You say, well, the Jews weren't even around then. Abraham wasn't even born. This was Adam and Eve. This was in the Garden of Eden. This was when Cain, a murderer, murdered his innocent brother, Abel. And let's go back again. Cain, a murderer. Now, who was the father of murders and lies? I think his name was Satan, and Cain was his son. Now, I'm talking about spiritual son. Of course he was. And the Jews are spiritually the sons and daughters of Satan. And Jesus says, you're guilty, this racial cult, the Jews, you are guilty of all the righteous blood shed on the face of planet Earth since the day when Cain slew his innocent brother. So Tex, they weren't even there. They're not responsible for all those murders, or that murder in particular. They're responsible for all the blood shed, all the innocent blood ever shed. And by the way, if you really want to see the effect of this, go to the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 24. Oh, what numerically significant that is, numerologically significant, I should say. Speaking of the Jews who practiced occult numerology, maybe you Jews out there better turn to Matthew chapter 23, but especially go to Revelation chapter 18, which talks about Mystery Babylon the Great, verse 24. And read what it says. And you know what it says? Oh, let me give you a little quick paraphrase. It says, Mystery Babylon is responsible, which is guilty, of all the righteous blood shed on the face of planet Earth since the day when Cain murdered his innocent brother. Huh? Mystery Babylon is responsible for all of that? All the righteous blood shed on the face of planet Earth all the way back to Cain? Mystery Babylon. And then Jesus says here in Matthew, it's the Jews that are guilty of that. Well, how can both Mystery Babylon and the Jews of Jerusalem, how can they both be guilty of it? Duh. I don't mean to insult your intelligence, dear friend, but they're the same one. Mystery Babylon is the Jews. It is that great city wherein our Lord was crucified, which in the last days will still be murdering people because they'll murder the two witnesses that God sends in the last days. Two witnesses. They'll be slain there in that city. And their body will lay and be reviled and spat upon, no doubt, in the streets of that city wherein our Lord was crucified. Read it in the book of Revelation. And what great city is that? Mystery Babylon. And what is the name of that city? Jerusalem, wherein our Lord was crucified. They invented an evil thing when they said Jesus is a blasphemer deserving of death. They invented a very evil thing, and that's their downfall. Now, some people say, well, that's a blood taint. How can they be guilty of all of the bloodshed? Hey, friends, I didn't write the Bible. I didn't proclaim or declare this judgment. Christ did. God did. You want to bicker? You want to argue? You want to say, I don't believe that? Then don't call yourself a Christian. Just say, I'm a faker. I'm a reprobate. I'm an unrighteous person and I don't believe the Bible. Then okay, then go right on. Go about your way. But if you believe the Bible, then believe what Christ said. Believe what he wrote in the book of Revelation. Jesus is called the very spirit of prophecy in the book of Revelation. You say you don't believe in prophecy? Okay. Don't call yourself a Christian. You're just a fake. If you do, you're a liar. Now, my files here at Power Prophecy document this same evil racial cult is responsible for untold numbers of murders and horrors throughout histories. This is a sinister, racist, or racial cult. They've massacred so many innocents. They've instigated so many pogroms, wars, tortures, killings. It boggles the imagination. How can such a small band of miscreants and misfits that today total no more than 19 million people across this globe wreak so much havoc, be responsible for so much mayhem and terror, suffering and misery? A little group like that. Dynamite comes in small packages, and so does satanic mischief. Now, listen to me carefully. Not every Jew is a member of this racial cult. Not every Jew is a member of this racial cult. But I'm afraid I have discovered something quite hideous and heinous. It is this, that most Jews enthusiastically support its agenda because they've been brainwashed into believing that they, as Jews, are God's chosen and superior to the cattle, the goy, the Gentiles. In fact, their holy book, the Talmud, even says the best of the Gentiles kill. And how will they be killed? Their holy book says by beheading, cutting off the heads. That's what the holy book of the Jews says will happen to those who are the blasphemers, who are the idolaters, who do not bow down to the Jews, but instead are resistors and continue to worship this Jesus. They will be beheaded. That's what they did in the French Revolution, the Illuminist. But get this, friends, in Revelation 13, it says those who do not worship the beast, who refuse his name or mark or number 666, they will be beheaded. Oh, the Bible's consistent with history, is it not? Revelation, prophecy, is consistent 100%. It tells you what's going to happen and how it's going to happen and who's going to do it and who are they going to do it to. Now, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament reported that it was the Jews who stirred up the Romans. And remember, the Apostle Paul was a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, he says. Are all Jews evil? No, I didn't say that. In World War II, we talked about the Germans, the Japanese. Were all the Japanese evil? No, I'm sure they weren't. Were all the Germans? No. But enough of them were that Hitler took the whole nation of Germany. Enough were that the Japanese did a lot of horrible things in World War II. And it looks like there's enough Jews in America so that the United States is doing a lot of horrible things around the world. Warmongering in the Middle East and so forth. Doesn't take a lot of Jews to run a whole nation, does it? A big nation. The biggest nation. The Apostle Paul, a Jew himself, but a Christian, a true Christian, not one of these messianic fakes like we have today in so many cases. He reported it was the Jews who stirred up the Romans and incited such fierce animosity of nations against the Christian church. Did you know that historians record that Emperor Nero married a Jew? He married a Jewess. And he converted to Judaism. My goodness. Nero, a Jew? Oh, yes. And he swiftly became a persecutor of Christians. And thousands perished. In the circuses, the gladiators killed them. The lions ate them. They were sawn in half. They were stoned to death. They were crucified, fed to the lions. Nero was a Jew. He was an inventor of evil things and a ruthless persecutor of the righteous. But before him, you go back to Queen Esther. She was Jewish. She was queen of Persia. And she massacred over 75,000 Persians, anyone who opposed the Jews. She was so bloodthirsty, Esther, you can read about it in Esther in the Bible, she was so bloodthirsty, this whorish consort, whore, she was a whore. That's about the best you can say about her. She claimed she worshiped God, but she couldn't have. She lied about who she was, and she became, you know, one of how many, I don't know, whores that wanted to cuddle up to the king. Who was a drunken sot, according to historians. She was such a witch that she had the 10 sons of Haman hung twice. Now, Haman was not a nice guy himself. Satan often battles with Satan. There's no honor among thieves and murderers. She had Haman hung on the gallows. Then she went out and got his 10 sons and had them hung. And then she said, you know what? That was such a good thing, seeing them hanging. Bring them back here to the holy city and let's hang them again. Hang them twice. Bet you can make a Hollywood movie out of that. Hang them twice. Good title. We move up to the 1400s. There was a man named Tomas de Torquemada. Torquemada. T-O-R-Q-U-E-M-A-D-A. Thomas de Torquemada. He lived 1420, died 1498. Was born 1420. He was a Jew, but he supposedly converted to the Catholic faith, to the Pope of Rome. And he gave his obedience to the Pope, it is said. And he went on to be the chief torturer and murderer of countless victims, innocent Christians, men, women, children, during the Catholic Inquisition. Torquemada, the Spaniard, a Jew. Oh, how gleeful he must have been, murdering, torturing. And they developed the most ghoulish devices and instruments. They still are making movies today, fiendish movies in Hollywood, showing the Iron Maiden and all of the horrible, the racks and all the horrible instruments of torture. I went over to Germany to visit several years ago, and they actually had a museum of torture and misery. A museum. I think I showed an article about it in one of the videos I did. I think it was, I can't even remember the name, Gulag USA, about the museum over in Germany. Museum of Horrors. It actually exists. You'll see some of the works of Torquemada there. A Jew. We get back again to the Illuminati in the 1700s. Adam Weishaupt, founder of the order. Turns out he's a Jew too. His father and mother supposedly converted to Catholicism, and their son Adam became a Jesuit Catholic professor and a Freemason. And then he founded the Order of the Illuminati, and heads rolled, and people died, and blood was shed, and Jesus was blasphemed, and churches were burned down. Yes, Christians, pastors and laymen, priests alike, were guillotined, bayoneted, shot, drowned, slaughtered, churches torched and ruined. And they worshiped instead of Jesus Christ or even the God of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No, they worshiped instead a goddess of liberty. Ah, you'll know about her. She's standing now in New York Harbor. the green goddess. They called her the goddess of liberty. They put a naked woman on a horse, a beautiful naked woman, rode her down the streets of Paris and said, "This, behold our goddess, the goddess of love, the goddess of liberty." Meanwhile, they were torturing, marauding, murdering. And their founder, Weishaupt, was a Jew. He claimed to be a Catholic. Maybe he was. Everywhere Jesus was cursed by the Illuminist mobs. They scathingly referred to him as the wretch. Finally, Napoleon seized the French crown, became the emperor, and put a stop to the French Revolution. By the way, the Illuminati were very ideological, and just like environmentalists today, they worship Mother Earth and nature. Isn't that interesting? They say Hitler was a naturist too. Wow. He was a vegetarian. Wouldn't even eat meat. These nuts who founded America's and the world's environmental movement and lied to us about global warming and climate change and all this sustainable earth theory and all this junk, they're just a bunch of bloodthirsty fiends. I have found that most of the leaders of the environmental movement in America and the founders of these environmental organizations are all Jews. Naturally. And the Illuminati were Jews who said, "We want to return mankind to a state of nature." Read Abbe Barriel, his book about the conspiracy of the Illuminati. They were environmental wackos. And Weishaupt, their leader, was a Jew. No wonder they worshipped the mother goddess, the goddess of liberty, the goddess of nature. Karl Marx was a Jew. Mm-hmm. So was Theodore Herzl, who came up in the 1890s with the Zionist movement. Karl Marx, of course, was a lunatic. He wrote the Communist Manifesto. As I said, he was a Jew, and his grandfather had been a rabbi. His grandfather's a rabbi. Lenin and Trotsky were Jews. That's been admitted today by historians. Even the Lenin Museum in Red Square in Moscow now openly lists Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, as a Jew. Frank Britton, in his eye-opening book, Behind Commas, and we have that available in the ministry to you, reports that in virtually the entire leadership of the communist USSR, you know, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, were Jews. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who wrote Gulag Archipelago, says most of the commandants of the gulags were Jews. Let's move up to today's history. Remember I mentioned Miriam Starhawk in the book New Age Lies to Women. There's a ritual. I don't have time to give it all to you. She, in her ritual, sits cross-legged on the floor. And Starhawk, whose real name, by the way, her last name is, let me get it right to you. I want to make sure, because people always try to find text marks in a little bit of errors. Her last name, you can get this on Wikipedia, is Simos, S-I-M-O-S. Turns out she's a Jew. Miriam Starhawk, the world's most famous witch, is a Jew. Well, hey, in the Old Testament, you can read about the witch of Endor. Remember the king of Israel? He visited her. The next day, he died in battle. Judgment of God. By the way, another Jew woman, Margot Adler, she's author of the best-selling witches classic, the book Drawing Down the Moon. By the way, that's a ritual that witches are involved in. Draw down the moon. In other words, the moon goddess whom they worship. The goddess of Babylon. Of course. The whore. But then they worship the horned god. And in this ritual on page 26 of Wanda Maher's book, New Age Lies to Women, after painting or tracing with her hand an imaginary five-pointed star, a pentagram in the air, Miriam Starhawk, whose real name is the Jewish Simos, calls out, "Horned God, come! Horned God, come!" And then she announces to the Wiccan coven there in the forest, "He is here." When they invoke him, the old devil comes, evidently. Then they begin their orgies or rituals or whatever else they do. Did you know the Church of Satan was founded in 1966 by a Jew? The Church of Satan, which, by the way, was a 501c3 government-approved organization. That's why we're not a 501c3 organization or church here at Power of Prophecy. We don't want the government's approval. We have God's sanctioning. That's all we need. You say, "Well, Tex, I need a tax refund. I need a tax credit." You need to get 501c3 government-approved status. Hey, go join the Church of Satan. They've got that. The Church of Wicca. has that. Now, Anton Xander LaVey. Sounds like a French name. But actually, he was a Jew. Anton LaVey. It's quite interesting. He died a few years back. On the very same day, Edmund de Rothschild, Lord Rothschild of England, died. They both went to see their father the same day, and both of them were Jews. Lord Rothschild and Anton LaVey died the same day. 66, he founded the Church of Satan. Among its members, Sammy Davis Jr., a black man, Jane Mansfield, Beatle John Lennon, rock star Marilyn Manson was an admirer of LaVey. Then we get to Freemasonry. It's Jewish too, it turns out. In his book, his classic guide to the 33 rituals of the Scottish Rite Lodge, Albert Pike, former Sovereign Grand Commander, admitted that the Jewish Kabbalah is the, quote, true philosophy and the basis on which Masonry is founded. Eliphas Levi, a Satanist, a black magician, his name Levi, get it? And fellow Mason confirmed the Jewish connection. Even Satanist Aleister Crowley, who bragged of being the most wicked man on earth, and Manly P. Hall, another 33rd degree Mason, who was honored by the Scottish Rite Journal as the 20th century's greatest Masonic scholar, said Freemasonry is Jewish. Freemasonry is Jewish. Then there's the New Age movement. Have you ever heard of a New Age Bible called A Course in Miracles? Well, if you listen to Oprah Winfrey's show on television, talk show host Oprah Winfrey, you have. She endorsed it, the book. It's like a New Age Bible. It's called A Course in Miracles. It's authored by a Jewish university professor, Helen Schucman. That's S-C-H-U-C-M-A-N. She was a professor from New York State who said a spirit came to her and gave her this book by automatic writing. It possessed her and wrote using her hand. What or who was this spirit? She said it was Jesus. It said it was Jesus. In the book, A Course in Miracles, that Oprah Winfrey has endorsed, that was written by this Dr. Helen Schucman, a Jewish psychologist and professor, it says that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. Did we not say that these Jews are inventors of evil things? Did I not tell you that they're haters of God? They're haters of his son, Jesus Christ? So now you see, Freemasonry, Illuminism, Communism, witchcraft, Satanism, even Christian heresies. I wish I had time to tell you about that. I tell you about Jack Rosenberg, who founded the New Age cult Est. I'd like to tell you about Moses Berg, who founded a Christian cult called The Family, who was a pedophile into little boys. Or Tony Alamo, whose real name was Bernard Lazar Hoffman, a Jew who was into little girls, both claiming to be Jewish converts to Christianity. Inventors of evil things, the Jews, but not every Jew, but so many are proud to be Jews. You get so much material blessings from Satan, rewards. Someday you might even take over this whole material world. And the Jews will be kings on earth. And they will have a God that will rule over them. The book of Revelation gives his name in the Greek tongue, Apollyon. And in the Jewish tongue or Hebrew tongue, Abaddon, the father of Dan. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We've been discussing the inventors of evil things. The Jews and witchcraft, Satanism, Freemasonry, Illuminism, and I didn't even get to the Obama administration, another invention. Be with us, won't you, each week during the same time? Tune in to Power of Prophecy and discover the truth of God's prophetic word.